Questions number 1 and 2. Most of us now agree that we need to do something about plastic. The problem is, we use it so often in our daily lives. Where do we begin? Dr. Marquez, you recently produced a study on plastic in our oceans. What are your thoughts on this matter?
I think most people have now seen the sad footage of the effect of plastic on our oceans. It poisons the water and the wildlife that lives there, and single-use plastics, such as plastic bags, straws, and cups, are one of the biggest problems. They just take so long to break down.
So you think we should stop using these items?
Absolutely. But this has to come from local and central government. We need to ban these items right now. If we don't do so, we will see our oceans poisoned past the point of saving.
Kathy Green, you're a politician. What do you think?
Dr. Marquez is correct. This is a crisis. However, I think there are a number of solutions. Banning all plastics now could cause us problems. Helping shoppers to make better choices is probably the best answer. Many shops must now charge money for plastic bags, and we have seen the numbers of plastic bags used cut by almost half.
What do members of our audience think?
How about recycling? Don't you think we need more recycling opportunities in everyday life? Recycling works for larger items, but bags and straws are difficult and expensive to recycle. Cutting plastic off at the source is the key. We can drop plastic right now.
Some stores are switching to paper straws and more cardboard. Kathy Green, won't these work as alternatives to plastic?
Sure, this is great to see. But it is too expensive for all stores to manage this quickly. The solution will take time. It needs to be a balance between shoppers' choices, stores trying harder, and yes, some regulation.